Do you like music that's heavy and dark?
I do.
Then tune in to the Mellow Dad Radio Show, Thursdays at 7 p.m., Fridays at 9 p.m., only on CygnusRadio.com.
Side of the tracks. Welcome back, everybody. Another edition. I'm your host, Chip McCabe, and as we do every Tuesday, 7 p.m., Wednesdays, 1 in the afternoon, and always in the Cygnus Radio Archives at CygnusRadio.com, bringing you the best in all things Americana-ish, including the blues, and including Stevie Ray Vaughan. That right there, Empty Arms, starting you off from his 1985 album, Soul to Soul. A version of this song also appears on the posthumously released The Sky is Crying compilation record, which I love as well. And why are we starting you off with Stevie Ray Vaughan? Well, there's a good reason. So while we were on hiatus, as you know on this show, if you listen on a week-to-week basis, I like to celebrate birthdays, sometimes death days, of famous musicians, blues, and or country. And when you go on hiatus, well, you miss a lot of birthdays. And we missed a lot of birthdays, both blues and country. And so I thought we'd do a little birthday catch-up. We'll do a little blues birthday catch-up. We're going to play some new stuff. And then we'll do a little country birthday catch-up. And Stevie Ray Vaughan had a birthday on October 3rd. October 3rd, 1954. And, of course, we lost Stevie Ray Vaughan August 27th, 1990. Tragic, tragic, at the age of 35. But he left behind, obviously, a ton of killer music, including that track right there that he wrote, Empty Arms. So there you go. All right. So let's go now into some more blues musicians who celebrated birthdays that we missed, including this guy right here. And this is one of my all-time favorite blues songs for one of my all-time favorite blues albums. This is Freddie King. This is Going Down. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Satisfied. You think you're the only woman who can always keep me tied. But you don't know, baby. You don't know what I got in store for you. You can do what you wanna do. I always took the nagging, the accusation of doing wrong. But I'm fed up with it, baby, because my love is not that strong. what's in store for you.
Mama can't get more said farewell to a kind old soul. My bed looks so why don't you quit trying? Why don't you quit? I need trying. Let go of soul off with that long head sign of mine. Catch the kitty, I catch that sandy feet off gold. My bed looks so sugar. Catch that kitty, now catch that sandy feet. I mean sandy, sing my feet when you get it. Devil, put it, mama, look around for me. The woman I love, I'm 5 feet from the ground. All gone, my bed looks so high. 5 feet from the ground, 5 feet from there, I mean ground. He's a tailor-made woman, he ain't no hand-me-down. I ain't seen my July, till I wish to see doggone. My bed looks so light, see my sugar, till I wish to see. You don't wait to, I mean say, girl, it's been so long, seems like my heart won't do. I'm gonna run across town, catch that southbound sandy feet all gone. My bed looks so, Lord, that sandy feet. I mean sandy, sing my CB on my way to what you call loving in a sea.
Wrong Side of the Tracks. And there you go. Four legendary and extremely important blues musicians all celebrated birthdays while we were on hiatus in September, October, including Blind Lemon Jefferson. We gave you Bad Luck Blues, a track that he wrote and recorded in 1926, released March of 1927. Blind Lemon Jefferson, or Lemon Henry Jefferson, if you will, September 24th, 1893, in Couchman, Texas. And he passed away in 1929 at the age of 36 under suspicious circumstances. He died in Chicago. They thought it was a heart attack. There was a rumor that he may have been attacked by a dog during a snowstorm. There was also a rumor that he was poisoned by a jilted lover, which that seems to be a rumor for a lot of blues musicians. But there was also a rumor that he was murdered by his escort because he was blind. And was robbed of a very large royalty check. So, under mysterious circumstances, unfortunately, we lost Blind Lemon Jefferson way too early. But celebrating his birthday this month, September 24th, 1893. Before that, Big Joe Williams with a song that he originally wrote in 1935 called Baby Please Don't Go, which has been recorded by everyone and their mother. Muddy Waters, of course, does an amazing version. And then you can go right down the line, you know, AC/DC, Aerosmith, John Mellencamp. I mean, everybody's recorded this song at some point in time. That version that you heard, though, came from 1971, an album called Big Joe Williams and Friends Going Back to Crawford. Now, that album didn't come out until 1999 because of some rights issues with the music. But that was recorded in 1971, and I love that version, just sort of a down-home version of Baby Please Don't Go. Big Joe Williams, born Joseph Lee Williams, October 16th, 1903, in Oktibbeha County, Mississippi. Big Joe Williams, huge influence on the rock world, especially. Before that, we gave you some Albert Collins with a B-side from 1970 called Do What You Want to Do. Love that tune. Albert Collins, of course, would become famous for us Gen Xers as the blues guitar player who showed up in Adventures in Babysitting with Elizabeth Shue. Nobody gets out of here without singing the blues. But Albert Collins, obviously one of the most influential blues guitar players of all time. Born October 1st, 1932 in Leona, Texas. The Iceman, Albert Collins. And then starting off the block, Freddie King. Going Down. Man, I love that song. We've played that song on the show before off the Getting Ready record from 1971, which is, I think, one of the most underrated blues albums of all time. just absolutely killer album. Freddie King was born September 3rd, 1934 in Gilmer, Texas. Yeah, a lot of guys from Texas, huh? Freddie King, love it. And there are other birthdays that we missed. I could probably do a whole other show of missed birthdays next week. We missed Ray Charles and B.B. King and a whole bunch of guys, so maybe we will. Who knows? But for now, we're celebrating those four guys. All right, five, if you got Stevie Ray Vaughan. Let's go now into some new stuff for you. I'm still playing catch-up from, you know, missing 2 months-plus worth of shows. And one album that I'm really excited for, I'm finally getting to, is from a guy in my backyard here in Connecticut named Brian Larney. And he's been dropping singles, I think, pretty much all year at this point, going back to last year. But he finally has an album out called Scrambler. And it's fantastic. And we'll tell you about it when we come back. But let's give you one of those singles off that record right now. This is Brian Larney, All Over It, Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Cough as the spirit within me the flickering moth seeks the will to fly. Try again, and if I fall, I'm really glad that you answered the call. I'm the white paper cloud on display at the mall. You're the open sky, and I'm on the ground today, but I won't stay if I catch wind of you. Up in your atmosphere, it's bright and clear, Valencia and blue. Just you and me, stitching the seam, carving a laugh from a terrible scream, as we run to catch up with a vanishing dream, and the bus doors close. That's okay, I don't even care. I like to walk with the snow in my hair, and your crystalline breath drawing ghosts in the air. Can't you see we're already
shot dope till the money ran out. Money ran out. Well, I drove home from Laredo. I had the fireflies in my head. up a small dark something. It was all about a small dark something. They were looking for a small dark
been dying to see me. I bet you've all been wondering where I'm at. I heard things just ain't the same without me. Hold your hats, the party's on, the king is back. I've been slumming in the hard parts of the city. I've been gnawing on the bones to find some fat. I've been poor and I've been angry, I can guarantee you that. Hold your hats, the party's on, the king is back. Shake the world, get around. It takes a word, make a sound. It's nothing but a plain and simple natural fact. Hold your hats, the party's on and the king is back. It's high time somebody came a swing. It's hot time somebody took a crack. It's hot time for folks to start believing. Yes, that's right, the party's on and the king is back. Yes, that's right, the party's on and the king is back.
Wrong Side of the Tracks. And there you go, four brand new tunes from four artists that I really dig, including Luke Bell, who, if you don't know Luke Bell, he was really on his way to becoming one of the next great voices and superstars in the alternative country world. But unfortunately, mental health is a bitch, and that had other ideas for him. And he tragically passed away a couple years ago. However, I believe his sister and his mother have called together sort of the last of his recordings and released an album called The King is Back, which we gave you the title track off of right there. It's 28 tracks. It's phenomenal. And the money made off this record goes to charity for mental health awareness. So not only is it a phenomenal record, it's for a good cause. Luke Bell will be missed, but at least we've got a little bit more music from him that we can enjoy along the way. The King is Back is the name of that track. Before that, we gave you James McMurtry out of Austin, Texas, and he's got a brand new record out on New West Records called The Black Dog and The Wandering Boy. This is one that came out back in June that I missed. Again, we're playing catch-up. And we gave you the track Laredo off of this album, The Black Dog and The Wandering Boy. And actually, it's called Laredo Small Dark Something is the full title. You can find that at jamesmcmurtry.bandcamp.com. Before that, we gave you a track from a phenomenal artist by the name of Alexa Rose, who we have played on this show before. And Alexa Rose has a new record coming out called Atmosphere, and we gave you the title track off of that record. And you can find that at alexarosemusic.com. And then starting off the block from my backyard here in Connecticut, Bridgeport, Connecticut, Brian Larney, phenomenal songwriter, has a new record out called Scrambler, just dropped or is about to drop on the 14th of, or excuse me, October 26th is when it came out. I don't know what I'm talking about. October 26th is when it came up on Bandcamp, brianlarney.bandcamp.com. Scrambler, again, the name of the album. All Over It is the name of one of the singles that was released that we just played. It's fantastic. I do a Connecticut Albums of the Year thing on the metaldad.com blog. This album's probably going to be on there. Spoiler alert, it is going to be on there. All right, let's go now into some country artists celebrating birthdays. We already did the blues artists celebrating birthdays. And in the country world, man, I could do like three shows of birthdays that I missed. Holy crap. A lot of country artists born in September and October, including one of the most influential country artists of all time, maybe the most, according to some, and that's Hank Williams. Let's give you a track right now from 1951. This is Hey Good Looking. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Say hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill, and I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and the dancing's free, so if you wanna have fun, come along with me. Say, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Kicking each other's hearts around, it's not the thing to do. Let's pick them up and dust them off and start our love anew. Let's be fair, let's don't dare try to hurt the other. Let's stop kicking our hearts around and let's love one another. We've said goodbye a thousand times, then make up again. Always coming back for more to see which one will win. I love you and you love me, on this we can agree. So let's stop kicking our hearts around and go on lovingly. Now let's stop kicking each other's hearts around. It's not the thing to do. Let's pick them up and dust them off and start our love anew. Let's be fair, let's don't dare try to hurt the other. So let's stop kicking our hearts around and let's love one another.
I told Mary about us, I told her about our great sin. Mary cried and forgave me, and Mary took me back again. Said if I wanted my freedom, I could be free evermore. But I don't want to be, and I don't want to see Mary cry anymore. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, let go of me. Devil woman, let me be and leave me alone. I want to go home. Mary is waiting and weeping down in our shack by the sea. Even after I've hurt her, Mary's still in love with me. Devil woman, it's over, trapped no more by your charms. Cause I don't wanna stay, I wanna get away. Woman, let go of my arm. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, let go of me. Devil woman, let me be and leave me alone. I wanna go home. Devil woman, you're evil, like the dark coral reef, like the winds that bring high tides. You bring sorrow and grief. You made me ashamed to face Mary, barely had the strength to tell. Skies are not so black, Mary took me back. Mary has broken your spell. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, let go of me. Devil woman, let me be and leave me alone. I wanna go home. Running along by the seashore, running as fast as I can. Even the seagulls are happy, glad I'm coming home again. Never again will I ever cause another tear to fall. Down the beach I see what belongs to me, the one I want most of all. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, don't follow me. Devil woman, let me be and leave me alone. I'm going back home.
When I die, I may not go to heaven. Detroit City couldn't sing.
gonna give you back what you've been given, and I hope that I'm around to watch them knock you down. It's like you to love them and leave them, just like you love me and left me. It's like you to do that sort of thing over and over again. You're a foolhardy man. I hear you've been asking about me from some of my friends. Well, you better believe I'm not going through that again. Well, you're the kind of man a woman thinks she can change. The only thing changing is my way of thinking, and I'm thinking that baby someday somebody's gonna give you a lesson in losing. Somebody's gonna do to you what you've been doing, and I hope that I'm around to watch them knock you down. Somebody's gonna leave you with your fire burning with no way to put it out. But baby, there ain't no doubt, you're a foolhardy man. You've been given, and I hope that I'm around to watch them knock you down. It's like you to love them and leave them, just like you love me and left me. It's like you to do that sort of thing over and over again. You're a foolhardy man. Somebody's gonna give you a lesson and leave, and somebody's gonna give you back what you've been given. To watch them knock you down. It's like you love them and leave them, just like you love me and left me. It's like you to do that sort of thing over and over again. You're a foolhardy man. Somebody's gonna...
Wrong side of the tracks. You know, I have distinct memories. Distinct memories of rolling around in the back of my mother's Volkswagen station wagon. Of course, because it was the 80s, and you know, you could just lie down in the back of a station wagon. Nobody cared when you were like 5-6 years old. And just the Contrapolitan just emanating from the stereo has just stuck with me, like burned into my brain, including that song. Like, I have distinct memories of hearing that song when it was a number one hit in 1980 for Dottie West. A Lesson in Leaving is the name of the tune. Originally recorded in 79 for her Special Delivery album, which we owned a copy of when I was a kid. But that single was released in February of 1980. And number one hit for Dottie West, who was born October 11th, 1932 in Frog Pond, Tennessee. Dorothy Marie Marsh, known professionally as Dottie West, who unfortunately passed away September 4th, 1991, at the age of only 58 years old after a car accident. And the story of that car accident is wild. She was on her way to the Grand Ole Opry. She was running late. Her car broke down. Her neighbor happened to drive by, picked her up, said, yeah, I'll drive you to the Opry. And then took an off-ramp at about 55 miles an hour, flipped the truck, and after some time in the hospital, Dottie West passed away. Crazy. Crazy. Untimely. But Dottie West, born October 11th, 1932. Before that, Tanya Tucker. From her 1978 album, TNT, we gave you the Ed Bruce-penned Texas When I Die. Love that song. Love Ed Bruce's version as well. But I also love that she mentions Willie Nelson. So there you go. Tanya Tucker, still kicking, still performing, still recording. Born October 10th, 1958 in Seminole, Texas. And the TNT album, released when she was only 20 years old, because she started recording when she was like a preteen, really sort of changed her image a little bit for the better, I think. Before that, Marty Robbins' Devil Woman, a song that he wrote and recorded in 1962, was a number one hit in the U.S. Also, by the way, his highest performing single on the U.K. charts, Marty Robbins' Devil Woman from 1962. He was born Martin David Robinson, September 26th, 1925, in Glendale, Arizona. Marty Robbins, and he would also pass away relatively young at the age of 57 in 1982 from a heart attack. Sad stuff, but Marty Robbins celebrating his birthday. Wanda Jackson before that, from her 1965 album, Wanda Jackson Sings Country Songs, because she was a rockabilly singer. Yes, she was. Queen of the rockabilly singers, Wanda Jackson. And from that 1965 album, a song that she wrote called Kicking Our Hearts Around that Buck Owens would record and make famous afterwards. But that was written by Wanda Jackson. And she was born Wanda LaVon Jackson, October 20th, 1937, in Maud, Oklahoma. Still alive, by the way, 88 years old. Retired from music, but Wanda Jackson still kicking. And then starting off the block, Hank Williams, Hey Good Lookin' from 1951. Of course, one of his most famous songs, a song that everybody knows. And Hank Williams was born September 17th, 1923 in Butler County, Alabama. And of course, we all know about his tragic, untimely passing at the age of only 29 on New Year's Day in 1953. But Hank Williams, Hiram Hank Williams, September 17th, 1923. So there you go. That's just five of what was like 15 country artists who were born in September and October, and we missed their birthdays while we were on hiatus. So we might do this again next week. I'm just telling you, because there's a lot. I'm not even going to get into the list. It's a lot. All right, so let's finish off this show, speaking of Willie Nelson, as we always do every week. It's a tribute to my favorite musician. And guess what? Willie's got a new record out. How many times in the 8 or 9 years I've been doing this show have I said out loud, Willie's got a new record out? Probably a lot. Oh, man. Willie dropping an album called Working Man, Willie Sings Merle, his 78th solo studio album. That doesn't count duet albums, live recordings, compilation albums. He's over 100 at that point. But this, of course, is a tribute to Merle Haggard. It's all songs that were written or co-written by Merle Haggard. Important album because it includes some of the last recordings that Willie Nelson did, both with Paul English, his longtime drummer, and Sister Bobby Nelson on piano. So let's give you one of my favorite Merle Haggard tunes, as done by Willie Nelson. This is Swingin' Doors. Until next week, kids, stay on the wrong side of the tracks.
This old smoke-filled bar is something that I'm not used to. I gave up my home to see you satisfied. I'll just call to let you know where I'll be living. It's not much, but I feel welcome here inside. And I've got swinging doors, a jukebox, and a bar stool. Flashing neon sign. Stop by and see me anytime you want to, 'cause I'm always here at home till closing time.
Sister, play.
And inhale the atmosphere. us fears just right for a heartache. Thanks to you, I'm always here till closing time. I got swinging doors, a jukebox, and a bar stool. My new home has a flashing neon sign. Stop by and see me anytime you want to. I'm always here at home till closing time. I'm always here at home till closing time.
Perfect.